Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
There's a word for the new year found in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. It reads like this, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new." All things new. Isn't that what each of us would like to see, each of us need to see? Well, the time is coming when those who belong to Jesus Christ will actually see it. He says to John in the same verse, "Write this down, for these words are true and faithful." And what are those things that will be made new? Well, in verses 3 and 4, he tells us, "I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself shall be with them, be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Just consider that, the former things gone forever. But when God makes all things new, he always begins with us personally. So Paul writes, "If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and all things have become new." So the question for the new year is this: have you been made new? Why not let that happen today? Verse 6 of the same passage says this, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." So come, receive that gift of forgiveness and eternal life, and experience being made new in your own life today.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized 3-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net, and begin a systematic study of God's Word today.